Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson, and on today's episode, we are diving deep into the world of detoxing. So to help us really understand detoxing, we have brought in an incredible expert, the awesome Joy McCarthy, founder of Joyous Health. She is also the two-time best-selling author of Joyous Health and The Joyous Detox. In addition to being an incredibly talented nutritionist, she also is a regular health expert on multiple television shows, as well as online and print publications. So she has a ton of expertise in this area. We're super excited to have her on to really share with you guys, and with myself as well, a ton of information about how you can detox every single day just with what you have at home. So with that, let's let Joy take it away.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Well, hello, everybody. So you just heard our awesome intro for our special guest today. Welcome, Joy McCarthy. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really pumped to talk to you today.
Me too. I'm super excited.
So I personally have been cyber stalking you for a couple of years, and I told you before this how I met you in person. You're probably like, this is creepy fangirl.
No.
But I love the work that you do, and I would love just even start off by sharing kind of how you got into this industry and a little bit about more about your business.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like I've been a student of nutrition my whole life, because as young as like 5 years old, my mom worked at the Toronto Western Hospital in the microbiology department. And she would take me there sometimes as a kid, and I'd see like these massive pickle jars of like tapeworms and people's intestines and organs. And I know it sounds like really weird, and, or maybe this isn't weird and disgusting to you. I was just so fascinated with the human body and how to keep it healthy from such a young age. But you know, to my surprise, when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I had some health issues, and I was diagnosed with hormonal imbalance, which had like a whole huge range of symptoms, everything from hair loss to anxiety to digestive problems, you know, very dry skin. And I just basically felt like an it, like I had zero sex drive. And I just, you know, and into my 20s, I was living with somebody, and my boyfriend at the time was like, what the hell's wrong with you? Because I just felt so, I just didn't feel like myself. So, you know, this went on for a few years. I went from doctor to doctor, specialist to specialist, and I wasn't getting anywhere other than feeling worse and getting more medicated and trying different medications for anxiety and medications to help balance my hormones. And then finally, I, you know, saw another endocrinologist who wanted to put me on a new medication. I was like, that's it. Like, this isn't all along when I was, you know, on this journey, I just felt within me, my intuition was telling me that it just didn't make sense that, you know, to take these medications that would just suppress the symptoms, that why would I do that when, you know, my whole life I've been so focused on fitness and wellness and nutrition, and yet I have all these health issues, and why would I just be suppressing these symptoms with medications? So I really, you know, it's truly one night I had like sort of a paradigm shift or an epiphany, and I woke up the next morning and I was like, I'm going to make a change. I think I sort of maybe like hit rock bottom, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, and I decided to change and go down a different path. And this, by the way, was before I had gone back to school to study nutrition, because I was in marketing and advertising at the time.
So was I before I got into fitness nutrition.
Oh, really? You know, it's so interesting how many friends I have that was their first career.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people burn out.
Completely.
It's really tough. And for me, I was like a walking contradiction, because the brands I was working on were pop and chips.
So, oh my gosh.
Like, I would go to work and like work on big campaigns to like help sell more Doritos. Like, how does that?
Yeah, at least my background was in hotels. So I was still, oh, you know, you about the travel and recharge. But yeah, it's definitely an industry that it's interesting how many people come out of it.
Totally. But I was very motivated to make a change. My body changed. Within 6 months, my hair was growing back thick again. My anxiety vanished. My digestive problems completely gone. And part of the process of getting there was changing my diet, you know, recognizing that I had a lot of food sensitivities, also addressing the emotional aspect and dumping my boyfriend. Yes, that was actually part of my healing journey. And, you know, just making slow, steady changes over time. And within 6 months, I went back, had blood work done. My doctor was like, yep, your hormones are balanced. What did you do? And I was like, you know what? I need to get out of my job and out of my marketing job. I need to do something I'm really passionate about. I need to help more people. Because if I've been dealing with this for years, I'm like my mid-20s, and I've been dealing with this since I was in my teens. I need to help more people. And that's basically, you know, how I got into nutrition was my own healing journey and realizing that I could heal and I wanted to help others. And I feel like a lot of practitioners have like a similar story. They're like, wow, like, you know, there are so many other options other than taking medications to help heal your body. And when you provide your body with what it needs so that it can balance out and your body is in harmony and happy, and it's a whole body approach, you truly can heal the body from within.
Well, and that's what I love too, how you said about, you know, following your own intuition when the doctor was saying, you know, go on these medications, and you're like, that doesn't feel right to me. And that's kind of where I always think is kind of the first step in any type of transition is like, listen to your body. Your body is always talking to you, and it could be a symptom, or it could be just an inner voice saying, that doesn't make sense to me, you know? Yeah. And like, I think that's such an awesome story. And it's awesome you had the courage to make that change, because I think there's a lot of people out there who still, you know, they're wanting to transition, they're wanting to make some changes in their life, but they find it way too overwhelming. So that's why I'm really excited today that we're going to talk about kind of really your most recent book, and as well as something you're super passionate about, and that's detoxing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was also part of my healing journey at the time. I didn't actually realize that, you know, when I was making these different changes, I was in essence detoxing my body, because I didn't, you know, even though I've been a health nut my whole life, back in my 20s, I was using things like artificial sweeteners. I thought they were the healthier option.
Yes.
So, you know, getting off of those. I was also using soy milk all the time, like was totally addicted to it, because I realized I was sensitive to dairy. As part of this healing journey, then was only using soy, and then developed like a terrible soy allergy.
Oh my gosh.
So I forget where I was going with this.
Just going back to then, what exactly is a detox then? Because you were saying part of you were detoxing your body going through this. So what exactly is a detox?
Exactly. Yeah. So my definition of a detox is really simple. It's the simple act of taking a break from foods and lifestyle habits that don't serve the body well, and then emphasizing detox superfoods, which you may already be eating every single day, emphasizing these foods that have specific phytonutrients, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants that support and facilitate detoxification of the liver, of the kidneys, help improve your digestive health. So emphasizing these detox superfoods, and then emphasizing certain lifestyle habits that just help your body better detox, whether that's walking every day, or doing yoga, or practicing meditation. Just breathing with awareness is a form of detoxification. So the Joyous Detox is really that simple. Take a break from the bad stuff, add in the good stuff, you have yourself a detox.
Oh, I love that. Because most people, when they think of a detox, they think of these like 7-day slim down, just drink veggie juices and like...
terrible.
Yeah. Like, and then they wonder why afterwards their bodies are having, you know, major reactions, or they're bouncing back by even, you know, gaining weight when their goal was maybe to lose weight on the detox.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that caloric restriction and, you know, really, really intense juice fasts for the average person are really tough to do and can actually awaken a lot of toxic matter within the body and make you feel a lot worse.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah. If you are already like I hate to use the word clean, but most people get what that means. If you're already like a really clean eater, then I think you can do a couple of days of a juice cleanse and feel really amazing. But I don't think the average person feels great. I don't think it's good for the average person, because the other thing you want to consider is if you cut out all forms of protein, you actually need protein to make enzymes for your liver to detox properly. So if you're, you know, either calorie restricting or you're just doing straight up, you know, fruit juices or veggie juices, you're going to stop detoxing at a certain point. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm all about like a whole foods based detox. Like, let's just emphasize foods, say like whether it's turmeric or ginger or really good quality fish with, you know, lots of, you know, amazing amino acids, or drinking bone broth. Let's eat foods that provide us with the raw materials to help us better detox. So, and take a break from things like sugar and coffee. You know,
I love coffee, joy.
Yeah. So I know a lot of people love coffee. And the interesting thing is too, that, you know, there is some research that supports coffee for liver detox, but at the end of the day, you have to look at it as caffeine is something that has to be detoxed by the liver, just mm-hmm. like how alcohol has to be detoxed by the liver. So if you're going to do a detox and give your liver a break, then you also need to give it a break from all the things it has to detox from. So I'm not saying you can never, and this is why I think the Joyous Detox is very approachable, because I'm not saying, you know, you can never drink coffee again, or you can never drink alcohol again. But what I am saying is, why not just try it for 10 days? And, you know, side note to that is, if you are a coffee drinker, don't go cold turkey. You have to wean off of it slowly, as you probably know, being a coffee drinker.
Yes. So
I do recommend, you know, going coffee free for 10 days, going alcohol free for 10 days. And the reason I have the 10-day plan in my book, Joyous Detox, is because it's totally doable. Like, there's no excuse that people can't commit to just 10 days of like self-care. And the reason I suggest 10 days is because after the 10 days, you realize how good your body is designed to feel, and you want to continue with some of the habits. Maybe you're not going to continue with all of them. Maybe you still want to have your coffee, or once in a while you want to have your glass of red wine, but for sure you will have adopted some new healthy habits. You know, maybe it's every day you have a smoothie, or you start your day with lemon and water. You just drink more water. That's such a positive step. I mean, we need to drink water for detoxification. If we're not well hydrated, our body can't properly detox. Our digestive system isn't optimal. And when we have a bowel movement, and when we urinate, and when we sweat, those are all ways that the body eliminates toxicity. So water is the first place always to start.
So staying on that then, walk us through, like, how would you do a detox, like, or the Joyous Detox, like starting off with, like, how would you prepare for it? And then is it 10 days total, or does it go longer? Like, what does that look like for the average person?
Yeah. So in my book, Joyous Detox, I have a 10-day meal plan. I have an omnivore meal plan and a vegan and a vegetarian. So any dietary style or people who have restrictions can do it. So you just want to set up your detox friendly kitchen. So what I would suggest people do is like have a read of the recipes, know what you can eat, what you can't eat. And most people realize, oh wow, there is so much I can eat.
Yeah.
And so you want to do a good grocery shop. You want to buy, you know, I list this all out in the book, of course, but a lot of my recipes have lots of plant foods, so very plant-based. So you want to make sure you're well-stocked with everything from turmeric to kale to beets, you know, various lettuces. If you do the omnivore plan, you want to have good quality fish. You might make the chicken burgers. So you just want to make sure that you are well-stocked. So it's not like you just open the book and you're like, okay, I'm starting the detox right now. Obviously, you want to go grocery shopping because you want to set yourself up for success. So you want to set up your kitchen for success and have kind of a bit of a plan of action so that, you know, when you do have a sweet craving, if sugar is like, you know, for a lot of people, they feel very addicted to sugar. So if that is like your thing, then you want to make sure that you have some, you know, good, you have some, like there's desserts in my detox as well. You could have the chocolate chia mousse, for example, if you're someone who really craves something sweet. I don't want people when they do this detox to feel like they're deprived. In fact, I've actually never had someone tell me that they felt deprived or they felt like it was a diet. In fact, they felt very nourished, and a lot of people find that they lose weight, they lose their craving for sugar. I personally used to be a total sugar addict. When I mentioned that, you know, one of my clients was a chip company when I was in marketing, the other client I had was the company that makes M&Ms.
And oh my gosh.
I had literally hundreds of bags of peanut M&Ms under my desk, and I would eat them. I'd eat maybe two bags a day, sometimes more. And I was so addicted to refined sugar. And I remember thinking back then, I'm like, this is just me. This is just Joy McCarthy. I am a sugar addict, and I will always be a sugar addict. And now I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom eating that kind of candy. Not, and I wouldn't even feel, it's not like a guilt thing. I'm just like, that is gross. It's like so sugary and it's full of so many chemicals and preservatives and food dyes. So anyone listening, for your listeners, if you're addicted to sugar, you can break your addiction.
Well, yeah. And I think the thing is too, is that, you know, like you were saying at the beginning, until you feel good, you don't even like, you don't realize how crappy you actually currently feel.
Yes. That's,
you know,
so
you've got to kind of, you've got to do something like this, like a detox. You've got to see what it's like on the other side because you'll get addicted and you won't go back.
Yeah. It's so true. Like healthy does become addictive.
Completely. Cause I know even for me, and I'm someone who, you know, I obviously try to be as healthy as possible, but I do, like I mentioned, drink coffee. It's one of my vices that I've really cut back, but I also drink red wine sometimes and things like that. But I also know when I've had too much, I'm like, oh my gosh, I pay the price more now almost than I used to.
Yes.
And totally. Why is that?
That's a nice thing because you get used to feeling really good. You get used to feeling how the body is designed to feel, which is fabulous. And then when you do eat something crappy, you're like, oh, that's how it felt. Just like, you know, I see this all the time with clients. I'm actually not practicing anymore. I don't see clients one-on-one, but I've seen hundreds of clients over the years. So I can speak with confidence and tell you, you know, the clients that I've had that are the typical, you know, eat McDonald's maybe once a week. Those types of clients, when they cut that out and then they have a day where they indulge in McDonald's, always 100% of the time they tell me how crappy they felt. And it's because they've gotten so used to feeling so good. And then they're like, oh yeah, I felt like that all the time. I just felt kind of blah all the time. So, you know, so many people don't realize how good their body is truly designed to feel.
So when we're talking about like detoxing, I know a lot of your approach is nutritionally based, but I know you have a holistic approach. So what else is included in that? Like how else do you detox other than, you know, supporting the body with real whole foods and removing the ones that are causing toxic load?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of other ways. So in my book, Joyous Detox, the second half is all the recipes, but the first half are all the different ways you can detox beyond just food. So something as simple as incorporating dry skin brushing into your daily routine. So do you know what that is? Have you heard of dry skin brushing?
Yes. And actually, you know, it's crazy. I just have
to have a dry brush.
Well, I have to fangirl on you again for a second because you were the first dry brushing video that I ever watched. I bought this dry brush and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to do this. And I did it for the first time and I was like red raw. I was not doing it properly. I was like,
oh no, you're doing it too hard.
Oh, I was like scraping off all of my skin. I'm like, this is horrible. And then, so I Googled for a video and you popped up and I did your method and I was like, oh my God, I love this. And then we run educational programs through our online fitchicksacademy.com. Yeah. And I actually provide your video as an example to my students when I'm talking about dry brushing.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Cause it's like one of those things I'm like, this girl saved me from being like, I was so like red, raw, sore. I'm like, oh my God, but it's such a great thing.
Yeah. Cause that's the thing with dry skin brushing, right? The capillaries, your lymphatic system is like just beneath your skin. So you don't have to press hard. The lymphatic system gets stimulated just by a light touch with the brush. But that is a great way to detox the skin. You have 30,000 to 40,000 skin cells that die every single hour.
Oh my
gosh. And sweat is a form of detoxification. So if you're not doing things like dry skin brushing, sloughing off the dead skin cells while stimulating the lymphatic system, then how are you detoxing your largest organ? Your skin is your largest organ. What a powerful opportunity to detox every day. So I do recommend, if you don't shower every day, then don't dry skin brush every day. Basically, you want to do it when you bathe or shower.
Okay, good tip.
Before you bathe or shower. Obviously, you do it when your skin is dry. And you use a brush that has coarse bristles. I sell them. I have brushes that I sell in the Joyous shop that I've been using for years. I love them because you want the brush to be, when you're brushing your skin, you want it to be comfortably uncomfortable. So like yourself, when you were first doing it, you're probably pressing too hard or maybe the brush you were using was too coarse. And then once you adjust it, you're like, oh, how good, like it feels amazing.
It was like a whole new world. I was like, what the hell was I doing before?
So good. You really, it helps your skin glow. You know, I don't know if this is based on actual science. I haven't seen reports of this, but a lot of people claim that it, you know, prevents cellulite, which kind of makes sense to me though, because cellulite is just like buildup of toxins, toxicity in the body. So when you're stimulating the lymphatic system and you're stimulating detoxification of the skin, then I don't see why dry skin brushing can't help with things like cellulite. And then also taking it one step further and considering other ways to detox, like doing a digital detox.
Oh,
I talk
yes.
about this in my book, and this is something more than ever that we need to do, because, you know, with social media, people are just so addicted. And especially, you know, I think it's a good idea as a family, you know, for listeners there, if you have teenage kids, to get them involved too, because there's so many parents that I talk to who have teen kids and they're like, yeah, my kid be like goes to bed with their phone. So I think, you know, you figure out what that detox looks like for you. Maybe it's at 8 p.m. You know, you don't check your email. You make sure that you don't look at your social channels again until like the next morning. And why is that so great? Because it's going to help you sleep better. Because when you avoid artificial light at least an hour and a half before bed, then you can better calm your nervous system, reduce anxiety, get, like, there's a whole sleep preparation. There are rituals that we should do before we sleep. And sleep is so important for detoxification. It's so important to keep stress levels in check. And it is for sure the most overlooked health habit that we can do for ourselves. So doing a digital detox, it may also mean, like, you decide what that is for you. Like, maybe it's 8 o'clock every night, you shut down. Maybe it's on weekends, you don't check your email or social media until 1 p.m. Or maybe you just take a complete break. You know, if you go on vacation and you're away for 4 days, maybe your phone doesn't come with you, or you know, keep it in airplane mode. And there's lots of research to support what I'm talking about. You know, there's research that shows now that, you know, being connected to screens more than 6 hours a day is associated with psychological difficulties like depression and anxiety. You know, while taking a break from screens and getting out and getting more green time, as I like to say, so getting out in nature makes us happier people, boosts our mood.
And that's one thing too that I absolutely love. And I know that a lot of people, the idea of disconnecting from all of their electronics is like super stressful for them.
Yes.
But like, even with podcasts like this, and like, this is a little plug for the podcast too, but if you're somebody who is into, you know, really likes to be connected to social media, but you still, you know, you're trying to get outdoors, like, download podcasts and listen to them
yes.
while you walk outside.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like, I do that all the time. I love listening to podcasts when I'm like on the subway, for example. That's just the time to like disconnect and like do something good for myself. I feel like podcasts, like the podcasts I listen to, are like for self-care. Like yours, of course. Yours is like all about taking care, better care of yourself. So I love all like the health-minded podcasts.
So just staying on so we talked a little bit about, you know, the importance of the liver and detoxifying the liver. It's our biggest detoxifying organ in the body. We talked about the skin. How else do we detoxify?
Well, we detoxify when we breathe. Our lungs are an organ of detoxification. We detoxify when every single time we have a bowel movement. We're getting rid of loads of bacteria that doesn't serve our body well. Our gut and our colon is actually the dirtiest place on planet Earth. And it's actually really fascinating because we have something called our microbiome. And the microbiome is essentially the trillions of bacteria that live inside us and on us. So live on our skin and live in our body. And so when we make sure we nourish our microbiome by eating fermented foods, eating things like sauerkraut, drinking kombucha if it's not too high in sugar, you know, eating things like miso, or if we are eating miso, tempeh, these are all fermented foods that help to feed the good bacteria. And the good bacteria helps to break down toxins and waste products. And when we have a bowel movement, that is how we detox. So this is why digestion is truly the foundation of joyous health. Digestion is truly the foundation of a good detox, because if you are not having regular bowel movements and you decide to do a detox, it's not really going to do a lot for you.
I'm so happy you said that. That's something actually I talk a lot about with my students as well, because, you know, when you're focusing on liver health, but it doesn't matter if you're not digesting properly and you're not excreting properly. Like, I love talking about poop. I think it's like the most fascinating thing in the world. And everyone says they don't look in the toilet. They look in the toilet.
Oh yeah, totally. I do.
You got to check it out.
You totally do. You got to know what's going on with your body. I think it's so important.
But it's like, no matter how good you're, or I always like to say quote unquote good, because I think that that's kind of a strange term. It's different for everybody. But when you're doing everything clean or good, but then you're not pooping, like I have clients who are like, you know, but I'm exercising, I'm drinking my water, I'm eating fiber, I'm doing this, da-da. But I go poo once a week and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. And by the way, for the listeners there, don't feel bad. Like a lot of people don't poop often enough. I remember when I had issues with pooping when I was a teenager and my doctor told me it was normal to go once a week. I was like, that's crazy. That doesn't even make sense. It's not normal, but the good news is you can do things that get you pooping more often. And one of them is cutting out sugar. Sugar is very constipating. It actually paralyzes a portion of the gut. It slows down, like your gut is not able to, like your gut motility slows down from sugar. And if you are sensitive to different foods, like dairy and gluten are the most common food sensitivities, if this is what you're eating most of the time, this also can really slow down your gut and cause constipation. So sometimes for people, you know, just this is, you know, with the Joyous Detox, it is gluten-free and dairy-free and refined sugar-free. And just eating that way for 10 days gets them pooping. So pooping is so important. And, you know, so many people say like when they get pooping normally, they're like, oh my gosh, I like feel like I've lost 5 pounds. And it's just because they're not bloated anymore. And I hear this all the time. Like people think they have all this fat on their belly when they're not fat, they're just bloated. They're just full of, and literally like can be full of crap. So no, especially if you're only going, as you know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but you know, for your clients and for your listeners, if you're only going once a week, you're definitely full of crap. And the challenge or the problem with that is that you reabsorb toxins and hormones back into the stream. This digestion tract is really important because these added hormones can make PMS way worse. Almost always when I have had a, they are always go hand in hand because you're reabsorbing those hormones back in the bloodstream, or women who are having a lot of hot flashes or, you know, suffering from terrible menopause type symptoms. The question I'm asking them is like, how's your digestion? How are you pooping? Are you, but also people can be people who go too often, that can almost be, that's just as bad too, because you may not be having really good quality bowel movements, right? If you, you know, people who suffer from diarrhea aren't eliminating effectively. So there's lots of things that you can do to improve your digestion.
So I would love then just to kind of build on that. And I love, you don't have to stay on the poop talk. I love the poop talk. But so for somebody like to detox on the daily, like what would be your top 5 tips or tools, even if there's something small that they can do just to kind of start to practice detoxing on the daily?
Yeah. So I would always recommend that the first thing you do in the morning is drink a large glass of water. That's a great way to start to help to break the fast. And also water is so cleansing to the body. You need water to properly digest food. Once you've nailed that, then add some lemon to that water. Sorry, there's a garbage truck driving by.
Oh, no worries.
So add some freshly squeezed lemon to that water, and that's going to help to stimulate your liver's detoxifying enzymes. If you're allergic to lemon or you just don't like it, you could also use apple cider vinegar. Just make sure that you use raw and pasteurized. You could do like a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar in like a quarter cup of water. Like drink it concentrated and then drink a big cup of water afterwards. And then next to that, a ritual, I'll just tell you like about some of my detox rituals. So smoothies are a huge part of my life. Every morning I make a smoothie, or my husband makes it, and we have like our family smoothies. So we share it with our daughter Vienna, and we put things like today, I could tell you what I had in my smoothie today. I had like homemade coconut yogurt. By the way, you don't have to make it yourself. You can totally buy it. I put kale, I put some sprouts, I had banana, I had blueberries, coconut milk. So every day I start off with a smoothie because that's just like a multivitamin in a cup. And it's a really nice way to get vegetables first thing in the morning, which is going to support detoxification. Then the third thing I like to do is that at all my meals, actually, so we've covered off vegetables at breakfast. If you haven't had a smoothie at breakfast, then bring some celery and carrot sticks and chomp on those while you walk to work. That at lunch, I always make sure I have some vegetables, at least 2 servings. And then at dinner, 3 servings. So I always say 1 serving of vegetables at breakfast, 2 servings of vegetables at lunch, and 3 servings of vegetables at dinner. And then kind of what that looks like, I make sure that every single day at lunch or dinner, sometimes both lunch and dinner, I make a giant salad to go with whatever else I'm eating. Now, you know, people listening to this, oh, but Joy, salads are so boring. Okay, so all you have to do, I'm sure on your website, you have lots of great recipes. I've got hundreds of recipes on my blog of the most delicious salads you've ever tried.
Oh, I'm linking to them. I will link to them in the underneath the podcast on the
okay,
blog.
Okay, awesome. Too. And I also have a free salad ebook, which I will send to you too. You can share with your viewers. And of course, in my book, Joy's Detox, I have tons of recipes that are plant-based that are really, really delicious. So I just want to get people eating more vegetables. We know this. We know we need to eat more vegetables, but most people don't do it because they just don't have delicious ways to enjoy veggies. And, you know, chopping up some Brussels sprouts just does not sound appetizing for most people. So my whole thing, when whether I'm creating a recipe on Joy's Health on my blog or I'm creating a recipe for my books, I always make sure that it's healthy and it tastes good. Because if it doesn't taste good, no one's going to enjoy it. And I realize a lot of people, you know, if you're doing a detox and you have teenage kids, you want to feed them too. You don't want everyone to be eating something different. So, you know, whatever you eat should be absolutely delicious. And then just making sure that you hydrate all throughout the day. I talked about drinking water first thing in the morning, but again, making sure that you are staying well hydrated all throughout the day. And that doesn't mean that you need to drink 12 cups of water a day. I personally don't do that. And that's because I have liquids other ways. I drink herbal teas. In the winter, I have a lot of soups and stews. So you're getting hydration that way. I personally don't drink coffee. Coffee is obviously very dehydrating. So, you know, you really have to look at, like, when it comes to water consumption, everyone's different. I don't go by, you know, the typical formulas of, you know, how much you weigh, et cetera. I don't recommend those formulas because I think it really depends on your lifestyle and what you're currently eating. So if you eat lots of plant-based foods, you're eating some raw foods, you drink herbal teas, then you don't have to be drinking, you know, 12 cups of water per day. And then, you know, other rituals, ones we already talked about, things like dry skin brushing, walking, so having movement. If you are doing a detox or just, you know what, let's just talk about this for a healthy lifestyle habit, just making sure you move your body every day. If we look at, you know, cultures that have been living into their hundreds, what's the main thing they do every day? They walk. That's the common denominator, right? In people who live really long, healthy lives, it's walking. And walking is my personal favorite exercise. So I make sure every day, like, I wear a Fitbit and I always, without fail, get my 10,000 steps.
Oh, yes. I love you even more. I'm a pedometer pusher.
Right. Oh, they're the best. You know what? I have to tell you, before I had my Fitbit, I definitely wasn't walking as much. Like, I found if by the evening, like when I started using it, it motivated me to, you know, once my daughter was in bed, to like go to, like, in the, I got mine in the winter. So when the weather wasn't so great. So if I was only at like 7,000 steps for the day, once Vienna was in bed at like 8 o'clock, I would just go to the gym and like walk on the treadmill. Now that the weather's nice, I obviously get outside every day.
It totally makes you feel accountable, and it's so great. And I find it so great with kids too. If anyone has little kids,
yes.
Because I know I'm not a mom, but I have nieces, and it's like a game for them to be like, "Did we hit our 10,000 steps?" Like, if you're out and about,
totally.
So it becomes like a really good kind of like motivational tool for your family to get moving.
Yeah, I find it incredibly motivating. And my husband and I are already very active people. And, you know, because a lot of people will be like, well, I already do this, that, and the other thing. Like, do I really need it? I don't know. I personally love it. So I found that it really helped me. Because you know what? I would have never like gotten up at 8 o'clock and, you know, gone for 8 p.m. and gone for a walk because I, you know, didn't reach my quota for the day. And it's not like something I realize, it's not something I'm like, oh, what a pain in the butt. It's like, no, I want to do this for myself. I've been sitting a lot today, so I need to move.
And that's the thing, especially being in the health field. I mean, we know this, but the same thing, we work in industries now where a lot of times we're sitting, like we're sitting so much. So you got to make that conscious effort to get up and move. It's so easy to have the day go by and you're like, whoa, I haven't even like I've probably walked 100 steps.
Yeah, exactly. And that is such an important part of detoxing, which is why movement, which is why I'm all about detoxing should be a lifestyle. And even though I talk about 10 days a lot and I talk about doing the 10 days in my book, that's just a starting point for people. And as a nutritionist, I believe in detoxing as a lifestyle. Eat foods that help to stimulate detoxification. Eat them every day. Don't just eat them when you're doing a detox. You know, make them part of your everyday. You know, make sure that movement is part of every day, dry skin brushing. You know, there's so many other things. There's so many other directions we could go. And I mean, there's even things like oil pulling. There's obviously a whole beauty care detox as well. Like there's so many areas of your life that you can help your body better detox by simply just avoiding certain chemicals, you know, avoiding certain chemicals that are in personal care products. So, you know, it really needs to be a lifestyle to really take care of ourselves and feel our best.
Well, and that's why I absolutely love what you're doing. I love your book. I love your blog. So maybe you could just share with everybody how they can find your books, how they can find your blog, where they can get resources that we talked about today.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find both my books, Joyous Detox and Joyous Health, wherever books are sold. If you're listening to this and you don't live in Canada, my books are available on Amazon.com. So you'll be able to find them there. And then, of course, my blog is joyoushealth.com, where I update. We have new recipes and new content every week. And then, of course, you can find me on social media as well, where I'm always updating on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I have a YouTube channel as well, which is Joyous Health One. And we've been really good. Actually, the last several weeks, we've been doing a new video every week. I'm so proud about that.
Ooh, yay. New content for me too.
Yeah. So there's lots of ways to find me. And, you know, for any of your listeners, like say hello. I always love hearing from people and finding out like how this podcast like helped you. And so say hello.
I love that. So, and we'll also on our blog too, when we post this, we'll also put links to everything that we talk about. So,
okay, great.
People can definitely jump on there and grab it. But we're going to wrap this up. So I just want to ask you kind of the question that we ask at the end of our podcast. And that is, if you could give one piece of life advice, and it could be about detoxing, it could be about your craft, about nutrition or not, that would help women out there just live fiercer, happier, healthier, what would your one piece of life advice be?
My one piece of life advice would be that every single day do one thing for self-care. And if someone's like, self-care, well, what can I do for self-care? My one idea would be to get outside in nature every day. Even if you live in a concrete village, if you live, you know, downtown Toronto or downtown Montreal or New York City, there are parks. You can always find a park, but just get outside into nature because nature is so good for us. It really is. I believe in nature. Then, you know, whether you call it vitamin G for green space or vitamin N for nature, it really is a vitamin and so essential for our health. Nature has always been there for us. So we really need to take advantage of all the benefits that it offers us because just spending, you know, 5 minutes in nature actually changes our brain and lights up areas of our brain that are associated with love and happiness and pleasure and empathy. So nature actually makes us nicer people.
Oh, I love that. And I always say too, like Mother Nature, she's like my girl for life. Like she's like the godfather.
She's the most loyal. Mother Nature's the most loyal.
Oh, and the biggest healer. The thing is, we just try to change everything on that she provides us. And then that's when things get all wacky.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joy, for joining us today. And obviously for sharing your amazing wealth of knowledge in the area of detoxing and nutrition. Your book is absolutely amazing. Both your books are amazing. Everything
you
do. You're just, and even the way you come across, even on this podcast, like meeting you in person, you're just such a beautiful soul and you truly are practicing what you preach. So I just am very grateful that you chose to join us today. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And for everyone out there, until next time, have an amazing day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.